Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, a familiar voice joins us this morning. Eddie Matthews with Stratford District Chamber of Commerce is here. Eddie, welcome.
See you, Jamie. That was a nice event we were at a few nights ago.
Oh, that was. Talking about Scotch Mist with the Rotary Club of Stratford. Another amazingly successful fundraiser and quite the evening. A lot of fun. That was your first time, I think. You've been there before?
Yeah, no? I've been there a few times. I haven't been...
Not for a while, anyway.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I think they took a break for a while.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But I noticed, you know, geez, you spend an awful lot on, was it you that spent $1,000 on that?
No, I sat on my hands, Eddie.
Who was I talking? Somebody was beside me, and I said, don't even yawn.
Yeah, you know, like, and don't say hi to somebody while the auction's happening.
Because you've bought a bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
Some were going... What do you think? The average was about $800
At least. But Brent Shackleton always does a fabulous job with that auction. He's so good.
He's really good at that.
Well, we've got a busy month, a busy week, weeks ahead for Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. As we talk about even something like at Scotch Mist, when you know you have so many local businesses celebrating Small Business Week
and
this
it's
week.
The start of Small Business Week. And yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because when you look around the room and you see, you know, some great people that represent small business, whether it be Brent Shackleton, Rob Russell, Peter Mirage, so many others that you know, part of the fabric of this community and that also, you know, they showed the other night, giving back to the community as well.
Exactly.
Too. So that's what we're trying to showcase this week. We've got a bunch of things going on, including just a bit of governance and good governance in St. Mary's and just a chance to chat with the mayor and the council. But also this week, we've got it's to highlight small business, and it's our Small Business Expo that's taking place. And we're doing it at the beautiful Grayson Mills. Have you been in there yet to see?
No, I haven't, actually.
So the old Caulfish building. And Wendy Benowies has done a beautiful job restoring it back to the old bones and everything.
Yeah, we kind of peeked through the windows there.
Really worth going in. And even if you just want to come through as of 3 o'clock to 6 on...
And that's October 19th, so that's Thursday.
Yep. And that's going to be such a great day. Shannon has been doing a fantastic job putting this whole thing together. Shannon Stewart, our office manager at the Chamber, she's been doing a fantastic job making sure that we get a good cross-section of businesses to celebrate small business. And there may be some people you haven't met yet. Mm-hmm. And you know, as I look down and see what we do with our business after fives, and you see all the small businesses, Full House Grill, that's where we're going to be doing the next one.
Yeah.
The next week in that. I believe they're going to be represented, but so many others are going to be there as well. So you can find all the details about that. That's up on our website. But we'd love to see everybody. It's open to the public. Come on out and see what small business is like in Stratford and area.
And do you pre-register for this or just
just so we know the numbers and that, but we're not going to turn you away.
And I like how it's a Small Business Expo and celebration, because that's what it's really all about.
Well, that's what we, you know, when you look at this communities, because I want to also concentrate not only on what we have here in Stratford, but in Tavistock, in St. Mary's, in Mitchell. Boy, oh boy, there's some terrific people. And you and I see that every year when we do the Business Awards Night, eh?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's an incredible celebration of business excellence.
And I think we learned a lot from COVID. Just you need to support your own.
Mm-hmm.
We need to support what happens in this. You can't keep giving it to the big box stores, and you can't do everything online. So please support. These are the people that support your kid's hockey team. Mm-hmm. I don't think Amazon's going to be sponsoring, you know, Billy's hockey team. So this is where we want. And, you know, I think of what we do for, you know, or what you do, what my former life was in this business. It's a bit bigger company now, but when the Rays had it, it was still small business, and they were a big part of that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so again, get details with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. We've got a lot of events happening, including the get-together that's happening Thursday, October 19th. That's 3 p.m. through till 6 p.m. at Grayson Mills, and it's a chance to check out Grayson Mills. Like, what an opportunity for that, for sure.
It's really nice in there.
Yeah, and you've got more coming up. You've mentioned Business After 5, and also should mention a shout-out coming up in, I believe, November, the next get-together for Stratford Stratford House a blessing for the big drives.
Yep, and their Empty Bowls is coming up, what, next week?
Next week, you got it.
Yeah,
Empty Bowls, limited edition 2023 at the Stratford House a Blessing Food Bank.
Yeah, it's a busy time. And as we lead up into Christmas season, and that's a good way to look for Grayson Mills. Like Grayson Mills, and if you're looking for another place, the hall, so the old Masonic Hall, Whitney Needles, Nano's daughter-in-law, they're running that place. And so if you're looking for a good place to set up your holiday celebration party, your office party, that's a good spot to go to as well.
It is a busy, busy time. And before we let you go, you had another get-together for the young entrepreneurs. How did that go?
I don't know why I go to these. Because
Well, somebody's got to turn the lights on, lock the door.
I have to introduce myself as a chaperone. But we did that over at Loom Spa. And talk about another good small business. Elsa's knocked it out of the park. You know, like from, I don't think it's been, has it been 5, 6, 7 years for that place?
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Because when they started, it was the old Long & McQuaid.
Right.
And she's now got the upstairs, and she's done an incredible job. So good for Elsa. And that was an awful lot of fun.
Nice.
Nice to hang out with you young folk.
Find out what the young kids are talking about these days. So again, lots happening with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. We'll share all the details on our social media and, of course, with mystratfordnow.com. Eddie Matthews with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. Eddie, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks, Jamie.